there was no established price trend for fed cattle through late Friday. Maintaining consumer beef demand will require continuing to listen to and respond to what consumers want, says Cattle Facts' Randy Block. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 4th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Friday afternoon, based on USDA reports, but expectations were for steady to higher prices. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed following the previous session's correction. Except for 2 cents lower in near April, live cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher. Week to week, they are an average of 47 cents lower. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, cattle feeders had their eyes set on year-ago prices, which nearly reached $130 during the third week of February and then stayed near $126 or higher through the end of March. Those prices are the five-area direct-weighted average price. He says the key will be for cattle feeders to maintain prices in the mid-$120 area or higher for April and into May. At its annual Outlook seminar last week, Cattle Facts projected the average fed steer price this year at $117 a hundredweight, with downside risk to $100 and upside resistance at around $130. More from both Griffith and Cattle Facts in a moment. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service on Friday. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.13 lower, and select was 27 cents higher. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value is $2.75 lower at $214.26 a hundredweight. Select was $1.12 higher at $213.15. In the latest Livestock Monitor, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center point out that for January, the comprehensive cutout is 3% ahead of a year ago at an average of $213.21 a hundredweight. Both corn and soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher Friday. Cattle Facts analysts say feed and grain prices are expected to remain stable this year, with corn acreage increasing an expected 2 million acres to 91 million and soybeans declining 2.2 million acres to 87 million. According to Cattle Facts analyst Mike Murphy, corn is expected to trade in a range of $3.60 to $4.10 a bushel during the first half of the year. He adds that hay acreage isn't expected to change significantly from last year, but increased winter precipitation across much of the United States should help provide a strong start to the 2019 hay crop. Although winter weather continued to limit auction receipts last week, calf and feeder cattle prices finally bounced higher. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold $1 to $4 a hundredweight higher, with instances of $6 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. The big story was the polar vortex that encompassed 70% of the United States, say AMS analysts. They explain midweek travel was brutal on both man and beast, with some auctions either rescheduling due to the extreme cold or canceling altogether. Except for $1.35 lower in the back contract and 15 cents higher in November, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, not counting recently minted away Jan, they are an average of 62 cents lower. Griffith says the most likely factor supporting increased calf and feeder prices last week was stocker producers trying to get grass cattle purchased prior to the seasonal price increase. Cattle Facts analysts say they expect prices for 550-pound steers to average about $164 a hundredweight this year. That would be about $9 less than last year. They anticipate prices could increase into the mid-180s this spring and then could erode to $140 in the fall. As for 750-pound feeder steers, Cattle Facts anticipates an average $147 a hundredweight, down about $3 from last year. they expect a trading range of 130 to 160. Major U.S. financial indices closed mostly higher Friday, supported by energy stocks and the positive employment outlook. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 304,000 in January, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate edged up to 4.0%. Hourly earnings for all employees on private, non-farm payrolls in January rose by 3 cents to $27.56 an hour, following a 10-cent gain in December. Over the year, average hourly earnings have increased by 85 cents, or 3.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 64 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 2 points higher, and the NASDAQ was down 17 points. Between 1979 and 1998, U.S. consumer beef demand declined by 50%, reminded Randy Block, Califax CEO, at that organization's aforementioned annual Outlook seminar last week. Since then, demand increased, in part because the industry increased product quality and consistency. For instance, Block pointed out the percentage of choice and prime cattle increased 50% since 2004 to 79% last year. We finally started listening to the consumer, and they rewarded us, Block says. He explains if beef demand hadn't grown for the last two decades, fed steer prices today would be $20 a hundredweight less, and steer calf prices would be $50 less. We have a changing consumer today. Are we willing to make the next changes to assure we're providing consumers with what is important to them? Block asked. Among growing consumer demands, he cites things such as traceability and verification. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 4th of February. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.